أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين كفروا من قبل فذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم. زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير. Yesterday we read that Allah Ta'ala gave the historical facts also by which a person can bring Iman. Before that, Allah Ta'ala had sent his revelation that we should believe in Allah and some qualities of Allah, how great Allah is, and that we should believe in Him. To make it more easier for us, and especially at that time for the people of Makkah, Allah explained historical facts which they witnessed with their own eyes and they saw. By that they could bring Iman. Now further, Allah Ta'ala gives us a warning of the future, that what is going to happen in the future, and that is also to encourage all to bring proper Iman on Allah Ta'ala, especially the non-believers. So Allah Ta'ala says, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْ لَنْ يُبْعَثُوا. دعوی کرتے ہیں منکر کہ ہرگیز ان کو کوئی نہ اٹھائے گا. One of the claims these non-believers of Mecca particularly used to make is that nobody will resurrect us, we won't come back to life again. That was one thing they just could not understand, that how when a person has died, and for example 1,000 years, even more than that, he's in his grave, there is nothing left of him, how will Allah Ta'ala bring that person back to life? Because it's a famous saying, Al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person thinks according to his own capacity. And we think that many things are impossible. But if a person realizes how great the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. And many places Allah explains that He who created the first time, what is it difficult for Him just to put things right again the second time? There are so many instances of this. One person is an instance in Bukhari Sharif that he told his children that when I die, you must burn me. And when my ashes are made, you must make them fine. And then on a very windy day, you must let all that blow away in different directions. And they did, he took a promise from them and they did that. But Allah just said, be, and he was resurrected again. So Allah asked, why did you do all that? He said, in fear of your adab. So Allah says, go, I have forgiven you. But this shows that Allah, to bring people back to life, is nothing difficult whatsoever. No matter how a person, all his body disintegrates, everything, but Allah will bring a person back to life again. And this was a thing that they could not understand, and that Allah has blessed us with this belief, and we know that Allah is going to resurrect us, is a very great belief which Allah has blessed us with, and we should correct and make strong all our beliefs for the life of the year after as well. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ تو کیوں نہیں قسم ہے میرے رب کی کہ تم بے شک اٹھانا ہے. Allah says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and say, why? Won't Allah resurrect you? Definitely. There is no doubt whatsoever. Definitely He will resurrect you. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. پھر تم کو جھٹلانا ہے جو کچھ تم نے کیا. And then Allah Ta'ala will inform you of every detail what you have done. You will be questioned, like many of us might have forgotten what we did in our young days. From the time we became baligh, we are responsible for our actions. What and what we had done all those days. Today, may Allah Ta'ala, maybe He has given us now righteousness, piety, we are making namazes, but we have forgotten many wrong things that we have done. We will be informed of all those things and we will be questioned about all that. Particularly, we should think that if we have got qaza namazes, qaza rozas, we should keep them, make them up, because we are going to be questioned about all these things. So Allah Ta'ala says that definitely we will be resurrected, and then we will be questioned about all that. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. اور یہ اللہ پر آسان ہے. And this is very easy for Allah. Allah, who is that creator, that there is no limit to His creation. who has created the heavens and the earth, the skies, the seas, and only Allah is keeping them in control. The mountains are not just on their place on their own, Allah is keeping there. When Qiyamah will come, Allah will make these very huge and strong mountains to fly in the air. And they will be just like wool flying in the air, cotton wool. They will be flying in the air. So Allah has got, it's very, very easy for Allah Ta'ala. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So Iman lao Allah par aur uske Rasool par. After all this introduction that we bring Iman on Allah, Allah has made it so easy, and now He says, when you see all this reality, bring Iman on Allah and on His final messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالنُورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Aur us noor par jo humne utara. And bring Iman on that Noor that we have revealed, that is the Quran Sharif. We have full Iman on the whole Quran, on every ayat, every part of the Quran Sharif. That Allah has made interest haram, our Iman must be that it is haram. Allah has made capital crime punishable, how it is prescribed in Islam, that we have to believe in that. Inheritance, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, we accept and believe them. We believe in the whole Quran Sharif. If a person believes and he has weakness in his amal, he will be forgiven. He asks for forgiveness, he will be forgiven. But if a person doesn't believe and he's still making namaz, but he doesn't believe namaz is for us, those namazes will not be accepted. The belief is the most important thing, that everything Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif, what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has taught us, is 100% true. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Aur Allah ko tumhare sab kaam ki khabar hai. And Allah knows all your actions. Whatever you are doing, what is the action of your heart, what your beliefs are, etc. Allah knows all that. So our belief must be 100% correct on the Quran Sharif and firm on the Quran Sharif, and we must exert ourselves to how much we can that we make amal also accordingly. But Iman is the most important thing, and that must be correct, and our yaqeen must be on there. Wa akhiru da'wana.